Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday? On Wednesday?
It's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
Which haven't been able to like turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
It is a short week for the Bears, so we turn the page on a Tuesday at 3:25. This is what happens when it's a Friday game and we're not on the air.
Score
on
history
Thursday.
Right now. We're making some history.
It's a big moment.
Yeah.
Can you feel it, Ant?
I can.
I thought you could.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Eagles are not the better offensive team in this matchup on Friday.
Is that right?
At least by the numbers. Mm. The Eagles are 17th in points per game. The Bears are 8th. Eagles are 24th in yards per game. The Bears are 6th. In rushing, the Eagles are 21st. The Bears are 2nd. Even in passing, the Eagles are 23rd. And the Bears are 12th. Scrimmage yards per play, they're 27th out of 32. Goodness, they've even allowed way more sacks than the Bears have. 27 sacks, tied for 17th best in the NFL. They've lost more fumbles. They are worse in third downs. They're better in the red zone. Jalen Hurts gets it done in the red zone. But in time of possession, they're not better than the Bears. They have given it away fewer times than the Bears. But it's a fascinating moment this far into the season to look at these matchups. In terms of defense, The Eagles do have the better defense. Eighth in points per game in the NFL. 20th in net yards per game. The Bears are 27th. You can run the ball a bit on the Eagles. They're 19th. Pass it on them. They're 22nd. In terms of third down defense, they're 21st. But again, red zone touchdown percentage, they are third. So they play well inside the 20 on both ends. But other than that, there have been some issues, including this past week, which we'll get to in a minute. First, though, here's Bears coach Ben Johnson on the exciting challenge that the short week presents.
No, it's a short week. This will be a different challenge here for our players. Just haven't had 1 5-day span like this, and so it'll be a race to get our bodies feeling as good as we possibly can, get the game plan downloaded. I know our coaches are working hard right now putting some good plays together and good thoughts together so that we can execute and play fast at a high level against a really good football team here on the road. So excited about that challenge.
The Eagles, meanwhile, are coming off a brutal loss to the Cowboys. They were up 21-0 and blew it. Here's Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni on why that happened.
I'm not going to make any sweeping judgments right at this particular time. You know, I think it was a wide variety of things. Obviously, at the end of the day, we didn't coach well enough. We didn't play well enough. And when there's amount of mistakes that we had, some of the self-inflicted wounds that we had today, I'm always going to put that on me as the head coach because, you know, that's something that we talk about an awful lot, and I got to make sure my message is getting through.
So we'll see. And I'm trying to figure out this Eagles team, especially on defense. Moro Ojomo leads them in sacks. Not the newly acquired Jalen Phillips, not the old man returning Brandon Graham, not either of the interior guys like Jordan Davis or Jalen Carter, not Nolan Smith Jr., but Moro Ojomo trying to figure out this defense a little bit, which has been kind of middle of the pack. What do you see when you look at the Eagles?
They're still very active up front, and you know, to have the individual who leads them in sacks is still a part of a group effort that they have on the defensive front. And one of the things they do really effectively is whether they're winning games or not, they seem to play really well off of each other, because sometimes you'll have defined stunts that are happening up front where the tackle is designed to penetrate and the end's going to loop around, or multiple guys will slant in one direction and someone's looping opposite, or the entire line is stunting in one direction and the linebackers fit off. But even when the Eagles aren't doing that, when they're just straight rushing the quarterback, they really fit off of each other really well. So when the quarterback tries to escape, if one guy is up the field, they've really got a good sense for the other guy kind of folding over the top, trying to be in that space, in that spot that the quarterback is looking to escape to. So it still keeps a really effective funnel around the pocket.
So a big challenge for this offensive line, even if individual sack numbers are not there necessarily. With the Steelers last week, we had three individuals to focus on in terms of that. The offense with the Eagles, it has been a mess. I just gave you all the numbers from a team perspective. Saquon Barkley not having a great year. A.J. Brown not having a great year, just ask him. Jalen Hurts not really having a great year in terms of the productivity. And far too often, this offense as a group has not been producing enough yards and points. What do you see as the issues with this Eagles offense from afar?
They hate each other. That's a problem. No, they don't hate it, but they don't mind when they're not getting along.
Yeah.
Now, some of that conflict, I think Nick Sirianni, as much as, you know, he seems to be this odd duck, but one of the things that stands out to me about what's made him most effective as a leader for the Eagles is that he seems to kind of keep them reined in enough in the midst of the pressure cooker that being a Philadelphia sports athlete can be, and just the way their team doesn't mind some of that conflict that's there, whether it's visible on the sidelines or things that leak out in the media. So they're not getting along great. But then they've been banged up on the offensive line as well. And everything that the Eagles have done in their success over the last, let's call it, half dozen years has started with their dominance up front on the O-line. It's enhanced Jalen Hurts. It gave Saquon Barkley the best season of his career last year, that combined with his remarkable talents as a ball carrier and open field playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And at the receiver position, they've got one of the best combos in football, even though Jalen Hurts is not one of these naturally rhythmic passers who always got a great time to throw or anything like that. But he's frequently standing in a clean pocket or off of play action, and that's diminished a bit this year because the offensive line gets beat more often.
This Eagles team is built from the middle of that offensive line and the middle of that defensive line, and the challenge for the Bears will be mighty on both sides of the ball. We'll get into it plenty more with Matt Bowen and throughout the rest of the show and, of course, tomorrow. It is time to move on and take a look at the North. The leading team in the NFC North is, of course, the Chicago Bears. The two teams behind them play each other at noon on Thursday on Thanksgiving. Let's effing go. Giants, well, they had the Lions where they wanted them, but the Lions came back and won, and they go into this game at home against the Packers on Thursday off a win. Dan Campbell proud of his group for getting through that Giants game.
Man, I'm proud of the guys. I mean, we hung in there. We fought. You felt like the next series was going to be the one that we were going to get the upper hand, and we did. You know, it's not easy to hang in a game like that where there's things that aren't going perfect. But at the end of the day, when we need it most, man, guys showed up. You know, Goff showed up, St. Brown showed up, Hutch showed up, Gibbs showed up, O-line, D-line. Man, our coverage aspect, rocking those guys, getting Reed back. Anyway, it was just, man, it wasn't perfect. There are things to clean up, certainly. Came down to the wire, had to win in overtime, but I'll take that win. That's a good win.
Yeah, he will take that win, and onward they go after Jahmyr Gibbs had all of the yards. Matt LaFleur and the Packers looking forward to the Lions game on Thanksgiving.
It's a big-time challenge, but it's the same for both. So, short week, quick turnaround, let's see what happens. But it's the same for both teams, and bottom line is it's a really good football team that we're going against, obviously. I mean, they've won the North the last few years, and we've struggled against them, so I'm sure it's going to be a heck of a football game.
What are you looking forward to in this matchup, Ant, between the Lions and the Packers on Thursday?
It's two teams right now with the expectations that they've had coming into the season, and they're certainly not overwhelmed by the moment, but the game is huge because of the Bears' emergence. And so now both of them, not only looking up at the Bears, but this particular game, not necessarily taking the field thinking we're both going to be in the dance because they're playing catch-up right now with Chicago, and the confidence that they have in their quarterback stands out, but Dan Campbell taking over play calling in Detroit, that matters. The fact that they're at home, that's substantial because Green Bay's defense, they've been able to make quarterbacks uncomfortable this season, but with Detroit at home, I do think that's a positive factor for them with the way they can operate, the comfort that Jared Goff will have, and just sort of Dan Campbell getting the plays in late sometimes, but you're not going to have an opposing crowd making that more difficult on you, and you're not going to have to go silent cadence. So the Lions being at home, as Dan Campbell is kind of getting more accustomed to how he and Goff operate together with him having the play sheet, mm-hmm. I think that matters a lot in this game.
Man, it just cannot be overstated how awesome it's going to be to be sitting in first place watching those two teams battle it out for second on Thanksgiving
Day. Trying to keep pace with these Bears.
Screw you, Uncle Biff. The Vikings lost that game to the Green Bay Packers, and J.J. McCarthy was real bad again. And there are concerns as to whether Kevin O'Connell can win with these Vikings with the way that J.J. McCarthy is playing at the moment.
I think you can. I do believe that. But it does require, as a football team, not doing things that loses games. And a special teams turnover, I believe in, two out of our last three games. And then ultimately, the defense is out there battling. They're trying to get the ball back for us as much as we can. But then there's, some things where you can't have breakdowns around that player to consistently sustain. So as some of those things happen or you start stacking negatives, that becomes incredibly difficult for any quarterback, never mind, a guy just still in the single-digit world of career starts and all that. So we got to keep putting together plans that give us a chance to express what we want to be as an offense with some talented players in that huddle while also giving him a chance to grow, but not, putting the game totally in his hands where, the variance of a young quarterback will cost our whole team. And I think there's a needle to thread there, and we got to just keep on building the foundation of playing the position, but also all 11 guys in that huddle doing their jobs.
Man, the variance of a young quarterback cannot be allowed to affect our whole team. There is a lesson here that even the great Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings have perhaps fallen prey to the hubris of thinking, ooh, we found a guy in the draft, and letting Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones get out your building.
And to be able to have the patience that's required to develop a young quarterback while your head coach has been at this for several years. You've got a GM who feels like they've built a roster full of championship potential players, but then you add this youngster into it who Caleb has rarely taken the field being the definitively more experienced guy, but that showed this last time they played the Vikings, where Caleb is further along in his development with a guy in his same draft class. But J.J. McCarthy just hasn't played a lot of football.
Next year, you think they bring in two different veterans to try and push J.J. and let them fight
I'd
it out?
Surprised.
At least one legit veteran who might be able to play quarterback on a decent roster.
You know what could be an interesting wrinkle here? Let's say Max Brosmer has to play and like looks more comfortable than J.J. because Max Brosmer, even though it was at lower levels until he got to Minnesota his last year of college, he's attempted a bunch of passes, like Tyson Bagent style, where he just threw a lot of passes throughout his college career. And so that time on task of just being behind center in competitive scenarios,
yeah,
he's got an advantage on J.J. McCarthy in that regard, just like Tyson Bagent has an advantage on Caleb Williams in that regard. So McCarthy, by far the more physically gifted between the two. But Brosmer ends up making an active roster in the NFL, and we'll see. If he goes in there and looks kind of comfortable, that to me is going to be the bigger indictment on J.J. McCarthy than thinking some other veteran has to come in here and do it.
What do you think the percentage of our listeners what is the percentage that just heard the name Max Brosmer for the first time,
the first time
and
ever.
Said, what? He's starting at quarterback for the Vikings
we'll
in the
see.
NFL? Who the
Maybe.
Hell is Max Brosmer?
J.J. McCarthy's in concussion protocol right now, man. Carson Wentz is on IR. They don't know what they're about to do.
It's okay. Out there, raise your hand wherever you are in your cubicle, driving around. Just raise your hand if you just heard the name Max Brosmer for the first time. All right? That is the North. It is Spiegel, and it is Heron.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.